Hi mums, just a quick one for you this evening, stroke night. I hope you are having a wonderful Easter weekend and I'll see you on the next one. Hi mums, happy Easter. Today is Sunday, the 4th of April, 2021, and it's Easter Sunday. And I thought I would jump on because I'm still awake. It's 22:48, way past my bedtime, but I'm a mum. So yeah, I'm up with my baby. He is 4 months and is currently going through the 4 month sleep regression. Can I get a witness? Who else is going through this with me? Group hug. If you are not aware of what a sleep regression is, which would be quite unusual if you're a mum, but you know, maybe you don't know. This is when everything's going tickety-boo and then boom, they stop sleeping well, they're very fussy. He's also teething, growing, and yeah, we're in Wonder Week Leap 4. So the Wonder Weeks are weeks where things like this happen, the developmental leaps. Again, it means fussing, no sleep, tired, irritability, so on and so forth. The fourth leap is typically one of the more brutal ones, and I think it lasts about 6 weeks. On the app, which I've downloaded, it says I have 11 days to go. Only 11 days to go. And what's keeping me kind of positive is prior to this developmental leap, he was actually sleeping through the night. He slept through the night on 3 separate occasions. So that's given me hope that once this leap is over, he will sleep through the night. So I'll keep you posted. When I first had my first daughter, she was... how old was she? I found out about the Wonder Weeks a bit later on and it really did help. So if you aren't familiar, get the book or download the app. The app isn't free, but it is definitely worth it and it's very, very accurate. So I would highly recommend it, the Wonder Weeks app. So yeah, today's message is a short one. I basically just want to remind mums, I think I actually have spoken about this before, but I want to bring it up again, that enjoying your children is so important. Not just being a mum who's constantly kind of overwhelmed and stressed, but taking the time, being intentional about enjoying your children. So this week, the last couple of days, we've had egg hunts, we've been baking muffins, we've eaten chocolate, XYZ, and we've enjoyed the garden, the sunshine, and so on and so forth. And this came up again for me because I know someone who is retired now, and she really always kind of gives me compliments and says she really enjoys the way that I enjoy my children and she wishes she had enjoyed hers. She loved her children. She provided for her children. They love her. You know, she has a great relationship with them today. They're adults now. But she says the years went so quickly and it's just something you just never get back. So yeah, that's just what got me thinking. We need to just make an effort. And a lot of people do. What I like about social media is I do see loads of photos of people enjoying their kids. And, you know, maybe that will spur people that wouldn't typically be engaged in children activities. It can be mundane. You know, kids' activities are not always fun. But do it for the kids and do it for yourself. Yeah, that's really what I wanted to say. What I am saying is that enjoying your children, you won't regret it. Take photos, be silly, play with them and enjoy them. The time does go so quickly, blink and you'll miss it. So it's important to pause. Yeah, I think that's the message here really. Pause and enjoy, especially the good moments. Like now, I'm going to be honest, I'm not enjoying the fact that I'm still awake. I would rather be asleep. I would rather my son be sleeping too. I'm carrying him. He's huge. He's only 4 months. He's huge. Big juicy boy. And of course I'd rather we were both asleep. This is something that is not enjoyable, a leap. However, if I tell myself this isn't enjoyable, this is hard, this is frustrating, and then the process that I have to go through anyway will only be made worse. So I'm making a conscious effort to just appreciate, be present, and have a kind of countdown. And I've said on my Instagram posts, and I might have said it in a podcast before, these leaps, at the end of these leaps, our babies are always going to start doing something that will bring a smile to your face, whether it's smiling. He started to roll now, which means I have to be more alert, but rolling, just, he's such a happy baby, my little boy. He is so happy. He's such a joy to be around. And I'm just so, 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 so grateful. We've had a wonderful Easter. And yeah, and that is just literally what I want to leave you with. He's here. Do you want to say hello? Do you want to say hello? That's what I want to leave you with. And I'll end there. Just a really quick one. I'm also going to be holding a workshop on introduction to confident motherhood, because I have had people message me saying, what is a confident mum, or I'm struggling with my confidence since having a baby. So I will be doing a workshop and emailing those particular people about it, but putting the information on my link tree, which is on my Instagram. So look out for that. And later on this month we're talking all things allergies, so honestly, just tune in. It's great episodes we've got on that topic. So yeah, have a happy Easter weekend, enjoy your children, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you. Thank you again for tuning in. If this episode helped you in any way, please share so more mums can find the podcast and benefit from the information on today's show. Please also subscribe and review the podcast. It will be greatly appreciated and really keep me encouraged. Till the next episode, remember that you are the best mum for your children, and I know you're doing an amazing job. So be kind and patient with yourselves. See you soon.